This is a land of extremes. Where the earth plunges to its lowest point. Where the world's oldest city still stands. And where conquest, exile, and return have shaped its destiny. At the crossroads of three continents, it has witnessed the rise and fall of empires, the clash of civilizations, and the resilience of millions who have called it home since history began. This is where faiths were born, where prophets walked, where the past is etched into ancient walls, and where a golden dome rises over a land of belief. A land of conflict and coexistence, beauty and struggle, transformation and hope. This is a region you must understand in your lifetime. This is Israel and Palestine. Jerusalem is one of the most significant and complex cities on earth. More than half the world's population, 2.3 billion Christians, nearly 2 billion Muslims, and around 15 million Jews hold it sacred. Each faith has deep ties to it, shaping its history through devotion, resilience, and transformation. Its name is often linked to peace. Yet it has been conquered more than 40 times over thousands of years. This cycle of destruction and rebirth has shaped a city unlike any other. Long before it became sacred to three major faiths, Jerusalem was a city of kings. Its story stretches back over 5,000 years, but its greatest turning point came around 1000 BCE, when King David made it the capital of ancient Israel. His son, King Solomon, built the first temple on what is now the Temple Mount, a sacred space believed to connect heaven and earth. But Jerusalem's peace never lasted long. In 586 BCE, the Babylonians destroy the temple and exile the Jewish people. Centuries later, under Persian rule, they returned and built the second temple, even more magnificent than the first. It became the heart of Jewish worship until 70 CE, when the Romans suppressed a Jewish revolt and left it in ruins. All that remained was one outer wall, the Western Wall. Through centuries of exile, Jewish communities continued to return here to mourn, pray, and maintain an unbroken connection to this sacred place. Outsiders called it the Wailing Wall, but for the Jewish people, it stood as a symbol of resilience. Today, it remains Judaism's holiest site, where worshippers press their hands against its ancient stones, slipping prayers into its cracks, a quiet yet powerful testament to survival and faith. Beneath the city, the Western Wall tunnels reveal hidden passageways and relics of a lost temple, buried yet never erased from history. By the 1st century CE, Jerusalem was under Roman rule, and the city was filled with tension. Many people were waiting for a leader to bring hope. Among them was Jesus of Nazareth, teaching about love, faith, and a better way to live. His message spread fast, but it also made enemies. He was arrested, sentenced to death, and forced to carry his cross through the streets. Today, this path is called the Via Dolorosa, the Way of Sorrows, and millions of people walk it to remember his journey. His path ended at Golgotha, where he was crucified. 3 days later, his followers believed he had come back to life, a moment that changed history. The place where he was crucified and buried is now the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the most important site in Christianity. Inside, the air smells of incense, candlelight flickers on old stone, and visitors kneel at the Stone of Anointing, where his body was prepared for burial. Under a huge dome is the empty tomb, a glowing space that has been a sign of faith for centuries. Not far away on Mount Zion is the upper room, where Jesus is said to have shared his last meal with his closest followers. It's a simple space, but what happened there shaped history. In 638 CE, Muslim armies entered Jerusalem, adding another sacred dimension to the city's history. According to tradition, the Prophet Muhammad was carried from Mecca to Jerusalem in the miraculous night journey, and from a rock on the Temple Mount, he ascended to heaven. To honor this moment, Muslim rulers constructed one of the world's most breathtaking shrines, the Dome of the Rock. Its golden dome gleams like a celestial beacon above the old city. At its heart lies the foundation stone, believed to be the very place of Muhammad's ascension. Beside it stands the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site. Before Mecca, Jerusalem was the first direction of Muslim prayer, further cementing its role as a spiritual cornerstone of the faith. Through centuries of conquest and change, Islamic rulers safeguarded the city's heritage, ensuring that Jerusalem remained a religious and cultural crossroads, where faiths and histories intertwine. Today, Jerusalem's old city is a labyrinth of faith, divided into four quarters, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, and Armenian, each preserving a distinct heritage. The Jewish quarter houses the Western Wall, where prayers echo through time. The Christian quarter centers around the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where footsteps trace the path of devotion. The Muslim quarter is home to the Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque, where calls to prayer drift over ancient rooftops. The Armenian quarter, though smaller, represents one of the world's oldest Christian communities. At the heart of it all stands the Tower of David, built on fortifications first established by the Hasmoneans and later reinforced by King Herod. Over centuries, it was occupied and modified by the Romans, then rebuilt and repurposed by the Crusaders and Ottomans. Thank you. climb its ancient ramparts and Jerusalem's skyline unfolds, a tapestry of domes, minarets, and history carved in stone. Beyond the old city walls, the Mount of Olives rises above Jerusalem, sacred to Judaism, Christianity, and Islam alike. For over 3,000 years, it has served as a Jewish burial ground, its tombs facing the city in anticipation of the Messiah's arrival. For Christians, it is the setting of pivotal moments in Jesus' life. The Garden of Gethsemane, where he prayed before his arrest, its gnarled olive trees standing as silent witnesses. The Church of All Nations, named for the 12 countries that helped build it. And the Chapel of the Ascension mark places of reflection and faith. Islamic tradition also holds the Mount of Olives in reverence, with some beliefs linking it to events of Judgment Day. According to broader Islamic teachings, a bridge will separate the righteous from the fallen, leading the faithful to paradise. From its summit, Jerusalem stretches before you, a city of gold, stone, and spirit, where history breathes in every corner. By the 20th century, Jerusalem became a focal point of modern geopolitical struggles. The establishment of the State of Israel in 1948 intensified disputes over the city status, and today, Jerusalem remains at the heart of national and cultural identities for both Israelis and Palestinians. Many Jews believe a third temple will one day rise on the Temple Mount, while for Muslims, this is already one of Islam's holiest places. But Jerusalem is also a city of remembrance and renewal. To the west, Yad Vashem stands as a stark reminder of history's darkest chapters, preserving the memory of the 6 million Jews lost in the Holocaust. In contrast, Mahani Yehuda market bursts with life. The scent of freshly baked bread and spices, the calls of traders, the hum of locals and visitors alike. It's a place where centuries-old traditions meet modern culture, a testament to a city that, despite its past, never stops moving forward. Before we head to our next destination to explore wonders scattered in the wilderness, let's make a quick stop just south of Jerusalem, Bethlehem. Known for its deep biblical significance, it was the birthplace of King David. And according to the Hebrew Bible, a future ruler was prophesied to come from this city. One that Christians believe refers to Jesus Christ. That's why Bethlehem is home to one of the most sacred sites in Christianity, the Church of the Nativity. Originally built in the 4th century by Emperor Constantine, this ancient church marks the traditional site of Christ's birth, where a silver star beneath the altar symbolizes this momentous event. But Bethlehem isn't just about the past. Its Palestinian heritage thrives through traditional crafts like intricate olive wood carvings and hand-stitched embroidery. Yet, the city also tells a more modern story. Bethlehem's walls have become an unexpected canvas for political street art, reflecting the city's modern identity. Graffiti, including works by Banksy, has turned the wall into a striking canvas of resistance and expression. The Judean desert is a place of striking contrast, barren yet rich in history, harsh yet deeply spiritual. For thousands of years, it has been a refuge for prophets, rebels, and monks. Civilizations have risen and fallen at its edges, and those who entered it often did so in search of survival, exile, or spiritual enlightenment. This vast wilderness stretching from the Judean hills to the Dead Sea is where some of the most defining moments of history unfolded. At the edge of the desert sits Jericho, one of the world's oldest continuously inhabited cities. It has stood for over 10,000 years, making it one of humanity's earliest urban settlements. Its ancient walls, built around 8,000 years ago, are among the oldest known fortifications, though their true purpose remains a mystery. But Jericho isn't just old, it's legendary. According to the Bible, its walls crumbled to the sound of Joshua's trumpets, marking the Israelites' conquest of Canaan. It's also where Jesus healed the blind and met Zacchaeus, the tax collector. How does a city this ancient survive in the desert? That's the palm tree paradox. Jericho thrives as an oasis defying the arid landscape. Underground springs and ingenious irrigation have sustained its lush date palm groves for millennia, ensuring life flourishes where it shouldn't. Deep in the Judean desert is Qumran, where one of the greatest archaeological discoveries of the 20th century was made. The Dead Sea Scrolls. These ancient manuscripts, over 2,000 years old, were hidden in clay jars inside the Qumran caves and remained untouched until their discovery in the 1940s. The scrolls are believed to have been written by the Essenes, a Jewish sect that lived in the desert. They contain biblical texts, hymns, and prophecies, preserving some of the oldest known versions of the Hebrew Bible. This makes them an important window into ancient Judaism just before the rise of Christianity. But why were they hidden? Some believe they were protected from Roman destruction, while others think the Essenes saw an apocalypse coming. The true reason remains a mystery, and scholars continue to debate it today. High above the desert, on a towering plateau, stands Masada, a fortress of strength, sacrifice, and resilience. Built by Herod the Great, 37 to 4 BCE, as a luxurious desert stronghold, it was an incredible feat of engineering. Despite the harsh landscape, it had storerooms stocked with supplies, an advanced water system, and even Roman-style baths. Yet Masada is remembered not for its grandeur, but for its tragic last stand in 73 CE. As the Jewish revolt against Rome collapsed, nearly 1,000 rebels and their families sought refuge in the fortress, making it their final stronghold against the Roman Empire. Below them, the Roman army laid siege to Masada, cutting off any escape. Over several months, the defenders watched helplessly as thousands of Roman soldiers built an enormous siege ramp, inching closer to their walls with each passing day. When it became clear that defeat was inevitable, the rebels made a heartbreaking decision. Rather than be captured and enslaved, they chose to die on their own terms. They set fire to their belongings and took their own lives, leaving only a few survivors to tell their story. The remains of the Roman siege ramp and encampment still scar the landscape, a haunting reminder of that final battle. For decades, new Israeli army recruits took an oath atop this plateau, viewing Masada as a symbol of resilience and determination. Beyond the struggles of empires and war, this desert has also been a place of faith and solitude. Built into the cliffs of the Kidron Valley, Mar Saba Monastery has stood for over 1,500 years, making it one of the oldest continuously inhabited monasteries in the world. Founded in 483 CE by Saint Sabas, Mar Saba, this monastery became a centre of Christian monasticism, influencing Orthodox traditions across the region. Even today, it maintains strict religious customs. Only male visitors are allowed inside, while women must view it from a designated tower. The monks who live here dedicate their lives to prayer, silence, and isolation, mirroring the spirit of those who once sought refuge in the Judean desert. Some places challenge the very idea of survival, and the Negev Desert and the Dead Sea are among them. This vast, unforgiving land may seem inhospitable, yet it has been home to civilizations that thrived against the odds. From Nabataean traders to Egyptian miners, from Byzantine pilgrims to modern explorers, survival here has always demanded ingenuity. Their stories are written in the ruins of forgotten cities, carved into the canyons and reflected in the still waters of the Dead Sea. At 430 meters below sea level, the Dead Sea is the lowest point on Earth. And despite its name, it's not actually a sea, but a saltwater lake. Its waters are 10 times saltier than the ocean, making life impossible. But that same salinity has made it a place of healing, wonder, and legend for millennia. Ancient Egyptians prized its minerals for mummification, and Cleopatra is said to have secured exclusive rights to its salt and mud for her beauty treatments. Even King Herod built lavish palaces along its shores, recognizing its significance. Today, you can still come to experience its therapeutic black mud and salt-rich waters effortlessly floating in its surreal, shimmering expanse. Yet, the Dead Sea is vanishing. Due to water diversion and climate change, it is shrinking by over 1 metre per year, leaving behind gaping sinkholes that swallow roads and buildings. In a few decades, it may be unrecognisable, but for now, the Dead Sea remains a one-of-a-kind wonder, an otherworldly oasis where the laws of nature seem to bend. Scattered across the Negev Desert are the remnants of ancient civilizations that defied the harsh climate. Among them is Tel Shifta, a once thriving agricultural town built by the Nabataeans, the same people who built Petra. Though the desert offered no rivers, the Nabataeans mastered water collection, using stone channels and cisterns to capture every drop of rain, an ingenious survival system that allowed their cities to flourish. Shifta later became a Byzantine Christian pilgrimage site, with grand churches rising amid the sand dunes. Yet, for reasons still debated by historians, the city was eventually abandoned and left to the desert. Today, its well-preserved ruins whisper stories of resilience. And Shifta was not alone. The Nabataeans built a vast desert trade network, with settlements like Avdat sustaining life in an unforgiving landscape. Their advanced water harvesting techniques, developed over 2,000 years ago, remain a testament to human ingenuity in the face of impossible odds. Further south, the desert reveals one of its greatest geological mysteries. Maktesh Ramon, a 40-kilometre-long erosion crater. Unlike volcanic or impact craters, Maktesh Ramon is a Maktesh, a rare landform found mostly in the Negev and Sinai. Millions of years ago, this land was covered by an ancient sea. Over time, water and wind sculpted the landscape into something almost alien. Towering cliffs, striped sandstone formations, and jagged peaks now stretch across the horizon, a natural time capsule exposing layers of Earth's ancient past. For centuries, only nomads and traders traversed this unforgiving land. Today, those who venture here find a world of endless horizons, star-filled skies, and a silence so profound it feels almost sacred. The Negev Desert feels ancient, but Timna Park tells an even older story, one that dates back over 3,000 years to the time of the Egyptian pharaohs. Here, bizarre rock formations rise from the desert floor. Solomon's pillars, giant sandstone columns tower over the valley, sculpted by millennia of wind and water erosion. But beneath the surface lies something even more valuable, copper. Timna was one of the first places on Earth where humans mined and smelted copper, as far back as 5,000 years ago. The Egyptians operated mines here, leaving behind hieroglyphic inscriptions and temple ruins dedicated to Hathor, the goddess of mining. Today, Timna is a place where geology and archaeology collide, a glimpse into both Earth's past and the ingenuity of ancient civilizations. Where the Negev Desert meets the sea, yes, the real sea, Eilat stands as a gateway between Africa and Asia, its port once a crossroads for ancient trade routes stretching to Europe. A vital hub on the incense route, it saw spices and perfumes flow between empires, and according to biblical tradition, King Solomon's fleet may have set sail from these shores. But Eilat is more than history. It's a spectacle of nature. The Red Sea dazzles with vibrant coral reefs, playful dolphins, and rare marine life, making it a world-class diving destination. In one of the driest regions on Earth, these reefs endure, offering scientists insights into protecting global marine ecosystems. The Sea of Galilee, Israel's largest freshwater lake, holds immense historical and spiritual significance. It is fed by the Jordan River and is surrounded by hills that have witnessed the rise and fall of empires from the Israelites to the Byzantines and Ottomans. This is where Jesus walked on water, calmed the storm, and called his disciples, transforming simple fishing villages into the foundation of a movement. On its northern shore lies Capernaum, the so-called town of Jesus. Here he taught in the synagogue, healed the sick, and gathered disciples like Peter and Andrew. The ruins of a 4th century synagogue, built on even older basalt foundations, stand as a testament to the town's role in early Christianity. Towering above the lake's western shore, Mount Abel offers a sweeping view of biblical history, but its cliffs conceal a darker past. In the 1st century BCE, Jewish rebels and dissenters sought refuge in its caves, resisting Herod the Great's forces, only to be brutally driven out. Today, its heights stand as a silent reminder of struggle and survival. Beyond the lake, Mount Tabor marks the site of the Transfiguration, where Jesus, according to the Gospels, revealed his divine nature to Peter, James, and John. The Church of the Transfiguration, built atop Byzantine and Crusader foundations, enshrines mosaics of this celestial moment. From its summit, views stretch across the Jordan Valley and Golan Heights, a setting as awe-inspiring as the event itself. If history had a crossroads of conquest, it would be Megiddo. Strategically perched in northern Israel, this ancient city controlled the Via Maris, the vital trade route linking Egypt and Mesopotamia. For over 4,000 years, it was one of the most fought-over places in history. Whoever ruled Megiddo controlled commerce and power. From Pharaoh Thutmose III's legendary siege in 1468 BCE to battles waged by Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, and Romans, empires clash for dominion over this land. Even King Solomon fortified it. And in World War I, British forces secured a decisive victory here. Yet Megiddo's legacy stretches beyond history. It reaches into prophecy. The Book of Revelation names Megiddo as the gathering place for the forces of Armageddon, a battle that will shape the end of days. Today, Megiddo National Park unveils 20 layers of civilization, with remnants of ancient gates, stables, and an impressive underground water system. Standing atop its heights, gazing over the Jezreel Valley, it's easy to see why armies fought for this land and why Megiddo remains a place of legend. Some cities are shaped by history, others by ambition. Along the Mediterranean coast, these forces converge. Over 2,000 years ago, King Herod the Great dreamed of a city that would rival the greatest in the empire. He built Caesarea, a marvel of Roman engineering, complete with a deep water harbour, an amphitheatre, bathhouses, and a palace overlooking the sea. It was a city of power and ambition. Roman governors ruled Judea from here, including Pontius Pilate, whose name was found inscribed on a stone in the ruins. The Grand Hippodrome, where chariots once thundered across the sand, still stands, echoing the energy of the past. But even the greatest ambitions don't last forever. Over the centuries, Caesarea was conquered by Persians, Byzantines, Crusaders, and Mamluks, until it was abandoned and buried by time and sand. Today, it's a stunning archaeological site, where waves crash against the ruins of an empire that once sought to control the world. While Caesarea didn't last, Jaffa never disappeared. One of the oldest ports in the world, Jaffa has always been a city where myth and history intertwine. According to biblical tradition, This was the departure point of Jonah before he was swallowed by the great fish. It was also a crossroads for Phoenicians, Egyptians, and Romans for centuries. Napoleon stormed the city in 1799 in one of the most infamous moments of his Middle Eastern campaign. Over time, it became a meeting ground of Arab and Jewish cultures, where mosques, churches, and synagogues stand side by side. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, waves of Jewish immigrants arrived through Jaffa's port, shaping the future of the region. By the time Israel was established in 1948, Jaffa had transformed from a predominantly Arab city into a place of shifting identities, its history intertwined with the birth of the modern state. Today, Jaffa's winding alleys, ancient clock tower, and artist-filled markets blend history with the energy of a modern city, the city that grew from it, Tel Aviv. Just over a century ago, this city was nothing but sand dunes. Today, it's a global metropolis where sleek skyscrapers rise above Bauhaus-style buildings, earning it UNESCO recognition as the White City. Along its Mediterranean shores, surfers and sunbathers share the coastline with lively boardwalks and bustling outdoor cafes. Tel Aviv is where history meets innovation, from the charming old-world streets of Neiv Tzedek to the high-tech startup hubs of Silicon Wadi. It's a city that never sleeps, known for its vibrant nightlife, world-class cuisine, and cutting-edge creative scene. The bustling Carmel and Levinsky markets serve up flavors from across the region, while its thriving vegan food culture has made it a global dining hotspot. Yet Tel Aviv is more than just business and technology. It's a city of diversity and self-expression. In a region often known for its conservatism, it may surprise you to learn that Tel Aviv is often referred to as the gay capital of the Middle East. It's home to one of the most open and vibrant LGBTQ communities in the world. With a pride celebration that rivals some of the biggest globally, including Amsterdam. And in case you didn't know, Israel is considered the most LGBTQ-friendly country in the Middle East, with legal protections and social acceptance far ahead of neighbouring countries. Street art covers entire neighbourhoods. Festivals fill its calendar, and the energy here is electric. This is a city where the past is never forgotten, but where the future is constantly being rewritten. This land has been fought over for millennia, yet some cities tell a different story, not just of conquest, but of resilience and coexistence. Once the gateway to the Holy Land, Akko has been a city of warriors, traders, and conquerors for thousands of years. From the Phoenicians to the Crusaders, Mamluks, and Ottomans, every empire left its mark. After Jerusalem fell in 1187, Akko became the centre of Crusader rule. Its mighty walls and underground tunnels guarding a bustling port, teeming with soldiers and pilgrims. For over a century, it was the Crusaders' last major stronghold, until the Mamluks stormed the city in 1291, ending Christian rule on the mainland. But while other Crusader cities faded, Akko thrived. Under Mamluk and later Ottoman rule, its port remained vital, a meeting place of cultures where Arab and Jewish communities lived side by side. Today, Akko stands as one of the most beautifully preserved medieval cities in the world. Wander through its ancient streets, explore hidden tunnels, and walk its towering ramparts, where history still whispers through stone and sea. North of Akko, on the slopes of Mount Carmel, lies Haifa, a city unlike any other in the region. While history has shaped all of Israel, Haifa stands out for its coexistence, where Jews, Christians, Muslims, Druze, and Baha'is live and work side by side, woven into daily life. A hub of movement and progress, Haifa's port has long been a gateway for trade and ideas, shaping both its economy and culture. Its universities and tech industries drive innovation, while its food, music, and arts reflect centuries of migration and exchange. Even a bite of falafel or hummus carries the flavors of shared traditions. Yet beyond its modern energy, Haifa is home to some of Israel's oldest spiritual traditions. In the hills above, Druze villages offer a rare glimpse into one of the Middle East's most enigmatic communities, a people who have safeguarded their faith for centuries. And then, rising above it all, is Haifa's most breathtaking sight. The Baha'i Gardens, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Flowing down the slopes of Mount Carmel like a green staircase toward the Mediterranean. This sacred sanctuary is more than just a place of beauty. It is the world centre of the Baha'i faith, one of the youngest world religions, and is present in nearly every country. Founded in 19th century Persia, the Baha'i faith preaches unity, peace, and the spiritual connection of all humankind. A Persian prophet, exiled and imprisoned here, laid the foundation for its teachings. Today, Haifa stands as the heart of his faith, home to its most sacred shrine. Open to all, regardless of race, religion, or gender, it remains a powerful symbol of inclusivity and harmony. Haifa's story is not just about the past, nor just about the present. It's a glimpse into what's possible when cultures, traditions, and ideas don't just coexist, but thrive together. And that concludes our journey through Israel and the Palestinian territories. From sacred sites to stunning landscapes, from ancient traditions to modern visions, this land is a crossroads of history and faith. Just as it has seen the rise and fall of empires, it remains a place of transformation, resilience, and cultural depth. This land is more than lines on a map. Its story is still being written, and its people continue to shape its future. This is Israel and Palestine. Discover the world, explore the extraordinary. See you in the next adventure.